Jesus reign, reign, Jesus reign, King of Zion, Judah's Lion, reign, Jesus reign. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to fellowship in the sharing of your word. And we thank you that you are in our midst. Even as, Lord, your word comes to us in the name of Jesus. Wherever you are, I want you to join me as we worship the Lord for this time before we go into his word. Reign, Jesus, reign. Oh, reign, Jesus, reign, King of Zion, Judah's Lion, reign, Jesus, reign. Sing it one more time, reign. Jesus reign, we proclaim your lordship, Lord reign. Jesus reign, oh King of Zion, Judah's Lion, reign, Jesus reign. Oh Lord, cause you are the King of Zion, Judah's Lion, reign, Jesus. Yes you are, yes you are, yes you are, King of Zion, Judah's Lion, reign, Jesus, reign. Wherever you are, I want you to lift up your voice right now and just give him the glory. Give him all the praise. We worship you, Lord. We give you all the glory. Cause you are the lily of the valley. You are the lion of the tribe of Judah. We thank you, Lord, and we give you the praise. Cause you're the King of Zion. We magnify your name. We give you the glory. We give you the glory. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Ancient of Days, that's who you are. We worship and we magnify your holy name. In Jesus' name, I want you to pray right now for Christians all over the world. You are praying the Lord watch over your children, preserve the lives of your children all over the globe, wherever they are, whether suffering persecution in Afghanistan, whether suffering from illnesses concerning this COVID-19, wherever Christians are all over the world, just begin to pray, begin to pray, begin to pray. The Lord, hear the cry of your children wherever they are, and Lord, vindicate, Lord, even your church, vindicate your children, speak for them, answer their prayers wherever they are in the name of Jesus. I also want you to pray right now, even for your family, wherever you are right now, as you hear my voice, just begin to speak prayers, or just begin to lift up prayers, even for your family. Pray for your parents, pray for your children, pray even for your siblings, pray for your family right now. There's a reason why you are a Christian in that home. You are there to see that the kingdom of God is established in that home. So begin to pray right now. Even if you are sitting in a taxi, just begin to quietly pray right now for your family back at home in the name of Jesus. We give you praise for parents. We give you praise, Lord, even for children in the home. We give you praise, Lord, even for siblings in the home. We pray that, Lord, let your kingdom be established in our homes in the name of Jesus. Let your kingdom be established in our homes in the name of Jesus. We pray that, Lord, even our parents, draw them closer and closer to you. Draw the hearts of our children closer and closer to you. Draw our siblings closer and closer to you. Any ideologies of Satan shall never succeed even in our homes in the name of Jesus. They shall not succeed in our homes in the name of Jesus. But your kingdom, oh, as I pray right now, Lord, your kingdom is established in my home. As we pray right now all over the world, Lord, even your kingdom is established in our homes in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lastly, I want you to lift up prayer concerning any business you are doing. If you're a pastor, pray concerning any the ministry that you are working with. If you work in the ministry, just pray concerning that department that you are in. You are praying that, Lord, wherever I am working, whether I'm working even in ministry, whether I'm working in business, whether I'm a student in my classroom, wherever I am working, my location, wherever I work or wherever I study, I pray that let your spirit take over. Let your spirit take total control in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray right now wherever you are. In my department, take control. In my department, take control. In my workplace, anything that I do with my hands, Lord, take control. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the enemy from that environment. In the name of Jesus, let your power be felt, Lord, in at that company. In the name of Jesus, in that business, in that ministry, in that department, in the name of Jesus. Your word says that you said that we should pray that let your kingdom come, that your will be established. Let your will be established in every department I work in. That school that I teach in, let your will be established there right now. In the name of Jesus, disappoint and frustrate every device of the enemy that the enemy seeks to plant there. In the name of Jesus, anything not planted by you, let it be uprooted right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus, Karababo Shebedere Amazandere Abakaba. We give you the glory, Lord, and we thank you for today. We thank you for today, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, have we prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. God bless you. I bring you greetings in the name, in the matchless name of Jesus. The name of Jesus, at the mention of this name, every knee in heaven, on the earth, in the sea, in the ocean, under the earth, above the heavens, every knee, anywhere, any throne, any seat, all bow down to this name. At the mention of the name, every knee bows down, every tongue confesses that Jesus Christ is Lord. It is in this name that I bring you greetings, and from Glow Music Ministry, I want to say hello to everybody, to our ministers, to our leaders, to our vocalists, to officers who work in all the various departments, to instrumentalists, to everybody who helps us in our projects, our supporters, our followers, our financial partners, everybody who supports and contributes to the success of the vision of Glow Music Ministry. God richly bless you. Today I am sharing on the desire to be a God. 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 God richly bless you for listening to this podcast or tuning in to listen to God's word. As you listen, your life gets better in the name of Jesus. As you listen, every plan of the enemy planted against you, it fails. It fails now in the name of Jesus. The desire to be a God. Who is a God according to definition? God is a small g o d. We are not talking about the supreme God. We serve Jehovah God Almighty. We are talking about a God. According to definition of in dictionary terms, it says that a God is a superhuman being. A superhuman being or a being worshipped as having power over others. Another definition says that a greatly admired or influential person. A greatly admired or influential person. That is one definition. So you see somebody who has a great influence over others, and then you call that person, say, a God. Right. Now, I'm taking my text, or my main text, from Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 7. And then I'll explain what I mean by the desire to be a God. In Genesis 3, chapter 1, verse 1 to 7, it reads, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And the serpent said unto the woman, Yea, had God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, or the center of the garden, God had said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." And I want you to take note of what he said, that ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. Verse 6, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruits thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves aprons." Wherever you are, I want you to tell the person sitting next to you that be careful who you listen to, and be careful who you converse with. Be careful who you listen to, and be careful who you converse with. Now, at the beginning of this scripture, we were told of a serpent, and then the nature of the serpent was that the serpent was very subtle than any beast of the field. Sometimes the friends you keep and the people you keep around you, their nature makes it very easy for Satan or the devil to get access to your life, because he speaks through them or he influences you through them. Why didn't Satan go and use the fowl? Because Eve will kill the fowl and eat the fowl even before the fowl will get to talk. Why didn't he use the dog? Why didn't Satan use the elephant? Why didn't Satan use the tiger? He could have used the whale. He could have used any animal, but he says that, he used the serpent. The serpent was speaking through the serpent to Eve. The serpent was very beautiful, very subtle. When he wants to do something, he does it in a way that you admire. You're like, wow, before you realize he's done it. Very, very subtle. And Eve liked that kind of person. Oh, I can imagine that sometimes the serpent will pass by. Hey, Eve, hello, how are you? And then they'll just chat small and then he'll go. Bit by bit, bit by bit, bit by bit, then one day another voice spoke through the serpent. Be careful who you talk to and be careful who you converse with. And I pray for the spirit of discernment in your life right now. This is not what this is not my main topic, but I need to tell you right now. I need to speak to somebody right now. Be very careful about the voices around you before they derail you from the vision that God has given you. Be very, very careful. Be very, very careful. And you need the spirit of discernment. I pray for the spirit of discernment over your life right now. Because the same Peter who was saying that, Jesus, you are the Son of God. And Jesus said that this has been revealed to you from heaven, not from earth. That same Peter, just a minute or two after, was saying that, Jesus, do not go to the cross. And that voice that came through Peter, Jesus had to rebuke that voice and say, get thee behind me, Satan. Because another voice was instantly now speaking through the same Peter. I want to tell somebody right now in the name of Jesus, may you have the spirit of discernment to even discern between what your best friend is telling you and what God is telling you in the name of Jesus. Because two voices can speak to the same person. That is why, as men of God, we pray before we speak. In the name of Jesus. When you go to that pastor to get counseling, I'm telling you that pray that God will speak to that man of God, because the least mistake we make, sometimes even the enemy comes speaking. In the name of Jesus. The nature of the serpent, was more subtle than any beast, and that's why the enemy chose him. Let me address this one too. There are some of you, by nature, you are some way in ministry or at your workplace. You are late to work when your boss is talking. As for me, I like my things this way. As for me, I don't like it when people talk to me anyhow. As for me, everything. As for you, because of the nature that you have, it becomes very easy for the enemy to start working through you against that business, against through that company, against through that organization. The enemy starts operating through you even without you knowing, because of your nature. Some of you, certain things you like. You like things in a particular way. You like nice guys. You like nice guys. So when the moment you see nice guys, then the work just starts getting destroyed because a nice guy has come into that environment. I pray for deliverance right now in the name of Jesus. It is only Jesus that can bring deliverance. I'm telling you, let the spirit of discernment begin to operate in your life right now. And let the Holy Ghost help you that you will discern and even do what is right in the name of Jesus. Satan told Eve indirectly. Let me give you the actual statements that Satan was telling Eve. By making one statement telling Eve that you shall not die, for God knows that in the day you eat this fruit, your eyes shall be opened and you shall be as God. Let me tell you actually what Satan was telling Eve, or what the serpent was telling Eve. Number one, God, the one who created you, is a bad person. That is what he was telling her. Let me say it one more time. God, the one who created you, indirectly was telling her that, Eve, God, the one who created you, is a bad person. Number two, Mrs. Eve, your boss, who is God, is a wicked person. Number three, Mrs. Eve, the one who gave you this nice garden, the one who thought about you before he created you, he made a nice garden and put you in this garden. That person, this garden you are living in, the one who provided it for you, that person is a very wicked person. Number four, Madam Eve, the one who has been good to you by providing all these luxuries, including these nice trees and fruits that you are eating, is a very selfish person. And then number five, Madam Eve, the one you call God, he is fake. By the few statements Satan made, these were the things that he was implying or telling Eve. I pray for the spirit of discernment. What Satan should have told Eve was that I, Satan, I got corrupted with wickedness because I tried to challenge God in heaven and he kicked me out. So I've also come through your friend, the serpent, to make you also rebel against God. I lost my position, so I will make you also lose your relationship with God. That was Satan's intent, and that was what he should have told Eve. Had he told Eve this truth, Eve would have said that, Satan, get out of this garden right now. Get out. But he hid behind all of that, and then he started making God look like a bad person. He made God look like a bad person before Eve. I'm speaking to somebody right now. Somebody is telling you bad things about your pastor. Somebody started telling you bad things about your boss. Somebody started drawing your attention about bad things about the one who gave you that opportunity. Somebody paid for your visa, paid for your plane ticket, paid for everything, and then got you to travel. Now another person is telling you that this same person is a bad person. Oh, please, I have come to tell you today, I pray for the spirit of discernment. Know the voice to listen to. Know the voice to listen to, that you not be ungrateful. Your mother has taken care of you all this while. Now another person is telling you that your mother is a wicked person. Be very careful and have the spirit of discernment in Jesus' mighty name. I'm reading another scripture in Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 to 9. The same situation that Eve faced, Jesus faced it. The enemy will never relent on what he tries to do. Jesus faced it. God had sent Jesus on a mission, and then along the way, the devil crossed him. He crossed him with a proposal, and this is how he came. He says, Matthew chapter 4, verse 8 to 9. Again, the devil taketh him up into an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Showed him the kingdoms of the world and how beautiful they seemingly looked. And then he, after showing Jesus this, he told Jesus, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me. Huh. Be careful the things you look at. Before Satan began to speak, he started showing Jesus kingdoms and the glory of the kingdoms, how the kingdoms were looking. Nice. Before Satan brings a bad command to you, he will first show you the things. He will show you things that will make you feel excited. It will make you look so nice. Your eyes will begin to lust after them. Before Satan will put a word in your heart that go and tell a lady, hey, baby, when you don't know this person, you've never met this person before. In Trotro, you are proposing to a lady you've never met before. Where at all is this written in your Bible that you propose to women in Trotro when you've never met them before? You go, hey, lady, it is a voice, Satan's voice speaking through you. But before that, he starts showing you the lady's nice breast, the lady's nice necklines, her dimples, her eyes, her eyeshadow, and showing you all sorts of nice things, so that now he gives you the command, go and say this. Then you go running, telling the lady. I pray for the spirit of discernment. I don't know. Today is a day of discernment. I pray for discernment over your life in the name of Jesus. Satan will show you a lot of money. A lot of money will show you, will give you the picture of it. Hey, if you do this, you get 2 billion Ghana cedis. Then you start putting it. So go and steal. So change, add zeros to the check. No, then you show you a flashy car. Ah, so you can get this car. No, so it is time for you to steal. If you don't do it right now, hey, tomorrow you may die. Do it now. Or die be die. And then you listen and you do it. He will show you a nice position. Ah, if you were the vice president or the president of this ministry. No, he said you don't deserve vice president. You must be the president. You don't deserve manager. You must be CEO. So you need to go and do something. Then he comes in with a command and then you start moving. Satan showed Jesus kingdoms, nations, and told him that if you worship me, you become the boss over these nations. If you worship me, Satan, you become the prince over these nations. If you worship me, I will make you president. If you sell your soul to me, I will make you president. If you do the things the way I want, I will make you the pastor of this entire ministry. If you do things the way I want. I'm here to tell you that do not listen. I pray that shut your ears against the words of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Say after me, Lord Jesus, shut my ears, shut my ears, shut my ears against any word of the enemy in Jesus' name. Jesus was on a mission to save the world. God had sent him, but Satan crossed him with this proposal. Just like Eve, he showed Eve the fruit is beautiful. He crossed Eve with a proposal. In any way that the enemy is crossing you today, I pray that be delivered and overcome as Jesus overcame. He told Satan, get out of my office. I don't want to see you again with this stupid proposal. Get out! And then Satan had to leave his office. And I pray that you would deal with people in such a way that they won't come to you with satanic proposals again in the name of Jesus. So at the peak of this message, I want to ask you a question right now. Will you pass the fame and power test? Will you pass this test when it comes to you? To pass this test, you need to define to yourself success. How do you define success? To you, what is the definition of success? If the enemy brings a proposal to you that I'm going to make you successful if you do things that I like, to you, what is the definition of success? Your definition of success is what will determine how your response to the enemy's proposal. In defining success, I want you may be saying that, I haven't thought about this. To be successful, I'm not sure. I haven't thought about it. So I'm going to make it very easy for you. I'm going to ask you certain names, and then you answer for yourself if you think that person is successful or that person is not successful. Number one, your mother. Do you see your mother as successful? Or she's not successful. Even if she's dead and gone, ask yourself, did you see her as a successful person? Answer that question to yourself right now. Number two, your father or your dad. Number three, the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth. Number four, Nana Dodankwa Akufo-Addo, the current president of Ghana. Do you think he's a successful person or he's not a success? Answer yourself. Number five, Stone Boy. Beam Nation. Stone Boy, do you think he's successful or he's not a success? Number six, Beyonce. Where are the girls? Answer this question. Number seven, Nanama McBrown. You've been watching her adverts on TV. Answer this question. Number eight, Kwame Despite, the owner of Despite Group of Companies. Do you see him as a success in your definition of success, is he a successful man or he is not? Have you forgotten where I got to? You continue the numbering yourself. The Archbishop Duncan Williams. The men of God should answer for themselves. Next, John Dramani Mahama. Next, Pope John Paul II. Sorry. Next, your pastor at church. Is he a success or he is not? This one is very sensitive. Ask yourself that question. Is he successful? Next, your music director. When you hear a question, is your pastor successful? Now you hear your music director. The question becomes difficult to answer. Answer for yourself. Is your music director a success? Next, number one. If you know their name, answer for yourself. Number one. Next, Kennedy Ejepon, owner of Netu TV. Next, your class one or your grade one teacher. Do you see that person as successful or did you see as a success? Next, your Sunday school teacher. Start recollecting the one who was teaching you in Sunday school. When you look at that person right now, do you see him as a success? Next, for those who have gone to nightclubs before, we have come. The one who was the bouncer at the gate, do you see that person? Did you see that person as a success? Next, Mike Zuckerberg, owner of Facebook. Next, Bill Gates. Is he a successful man? Answer for yourself. Next, the branch manager of your bank. If you save at Cal Bank, Echo Bank, Allied Bank, First Atlantic, wherever you save, the branch manager there. When you see him nicely dressed with his tie, do you see him as a successful person or the branch manager if she's a lady? I have two last ones. The security man who opens the door for you when you get to the bank, is that man a successful man? And the last word, the usher who holds the offering basket during the church, she comes around collecting the offering when you drop in your offering basket. Ask yourself that, is that person a successful person? I'm leaving you to think over this. Just think over it. Think over it. Think over it. In fact, let me sing one song as I give you time to think over it.
Yedawasi Iwa Dinyan Kupun Yedawa Siwa Dinyan Kupun Nasemi Shadia Meiwa yo medawasi semeshe hatiawaya meiwa yo medawasi
in COVID-19 times
mesi wudo imu. Jesus,
whilst you think over, you continue to answer yours for yourself the questions I asked you. Let me read unto you a scripture. Matthew chapter 25 verse 14. It says that for the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. From the verse 19, it says, of Matthew 25, it says, after a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He who also had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me, or you gave unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. And his master said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And in verse 24, it says again, then he which had received 1 talent, tell your neighbor, 1 talent. He who had received 1 talent and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man. Means you are a difficult man. Reaping where thou hast not sown, meaning that you are a greedy boss. Where you have not even sown. Where you have not even paid salaries, or you had not even given certain things we are demanding. You still expect results from there. And gathering where thou hast not strawed, you give us work to do, that you don't even do any part of the work, yet you expect us to come and render accounts to you of what we have done. And he continued to say in verse 25 that, I was afraid, and I went and hid the talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine, meaning you have come. Then what you gave to me, I hid it. I'm giving it back to you. Take your thing. Rabba baba shakaba rababo shebede aba shandede aba kaba. If you were a madam who had 3 apprentices and you gave them materials, gave them a sewing machine, and then you said that, okay, you gave 5 materials. The person, and you gave another 2 materials, and then you gave the 3rd person 1 material, and then you traveled. When you came back, the one who had 5 materials said, Madam, I have sold 5 dresses, and I sold the dresses that I sold, and I even got profit on it, so now I have sold 5 more dresses, and now I have 10 dresses. Your 2nd apprentice said that I also sold the dresses from the material you gave me. I sold them, took them to the market, sold them. I got money, and now I have added it and even sold more dresses. So now I have 4 dresses out of the 2 materials you gave me. Reba kaba shaba raba kaba. Then this one last person said that, Madam, do you know something? You know this whole area, everybody knows that you are a difficult woman. You'll be talking in the streets, even when you are buying oranges, you want people to reduce the price for you. Where you have not even invested, you still want them to pay you interest. I know the way you are. So
the material you gave me, I did not even touch it. I don't want any trouble. I don't even want to touch the material and cut somewhere and you come and tell me that me, I spoiled your material. My family, we don't like those things. We are not like that. So I don't want to disgrace myself. So you know what? The material you gave me, I put it under something. Please, here's your material. Take your material. I pray that the Spirit of God help you handle every opportunity you have well in the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor sitting or standing next to you that be very careful how you handle the opportunities that come your way. If you were the madam, what would you tell this apprentice? What would you tell this apprentice? In this scripture, he said that thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchanges, and then at my coming, I should have received my own with usury. Even if you won't sow the material yourself, give it to somebody to sow, so that when I come, I see that there's interest. There are people who are working in departments in a company. They don't want to do the work, and they won't even give other people the opportunity to do the work for the company to grow. What is wrong with you? Today, I've come to speak to everybody who calls himself a Christian, bought by the blood of the Lamb. I'm telling you that handle the opportunities that come your way very well in the name of Jesus. The mistakes the wicked servant made was number one, to think that his master was wicked, and that was what Satan was telling Eve through the serpent. To think that his master was wicked, and that is a spirit of ingratitude. Number two, to allow the fear of failure to determine his action. Don't go leave your place and go trying to do something because you are afraid of failure. Put in faith in God, that whatever he's giving you to do, you are going to succeed and make the best out of it. Number three, the mistake the wicked servant made was that he was laid back because he was not the owner or the boss, or he was not the final person in control. Jesus. Disobedience and greed was introduced by Satan to man in the garden. Until today, that spirit is still in operation. There's a voice telling you that you are not the CEO of that company. So when people are doing wrong things, don't mind them. You are not the CEO of that company. So when people are stealing money, don't mind them. You are not the CEO of that company. One day when you build your business, you are going to do things. Hey, that one, you work day and night. For this one, it is for somebody. So you go anytime you like. But when you are doing your company, that one, day and night, you will be putting and investing everything you have in it. Wow. Let me tell you this. In John chapter 4, verse 34, Jesus said that my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Today, I'm going to end here. There's so much that I would share with you. The desire to be a God. But I have to end here and then continue in the next one. This is just the part one. The desire to be a God. Two servants, Jesus and then Satan. One is saying that your master is wicked. The other person is saying that my will is to do my father's will, or my meat. What I call my desire, my passion, is to do the will of my father. Whilst the other voice is saying that your father, your master, is a wicked person. Between the two of these, who is successful? Between the two of these, who is famous? Between the two of these, who is rich and wealthy? Between the two of these, who at the end is going to be the greatest? And I'm going to speak about that in my next message, which is the part two of the desire to be a God. You have a desire in you to be great. You have a desire in you to be a God, an owner.
a master, you have that desire in you, but what are the rules of engagement to make you a successful person? Wherever you are, I want you to lift up your hands with me as we sing one song, and then I pray over you in the name of Jesus. Every day is a day of surrender to God. Every day is a day of surrender to God. It is not only on the day that you gave your life to Christ, but every single day you re-surrender your life by telling God that lead me and direct me in everything that I do. Because the moment you start doing things your own way and you kick God out of the door, you start failing. So we are singing this song. Nothing without you, without you, 'cause you're the air that I breathe. 'Cause I'm nothing without you, without you, 'cause you're the air that I breathe. Nothing without you, without you. Tell the Lord, tell the Lord, you're the air that I breathe. I'm nothing without you. Tell God that you are nothing without him, without you, 'cause you're the air that I breathe. Wherever you are, just begin to tell the Lord that, Lord, without you I'm nothing, without you I'm nothing. You are my all in all. You are my everything. You are my everything. You are my everything. You are my everything. My beginning, my end. You are everything to me, Lord. Just begin to tell him right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Ooh. Today, if you have not given your life to Jesus, I'm giving you the opportunity to do so right now. You have heard about this Jesus over and over again. You heard about Jesus in senior high, heard about Jesus. The SU people were disturbing you with it. You heard about Jesus when you were, I don't know, whether at Commonwealth Hall, whether you were in Katanga Hall, whether you were in Cashford Hall, whichever hall you were at the university or college, whichever community you are living in, whether it's Legon, whether it's Shaman, wherever you are living in, that you heard people talking to you about this Jesus. But you've had friends who speak about this Jesus, who tell you that forget about him, forget about these religious people. I am telling you that this is an opportunity. Jesus keeps calling you, but today I am speaking to you. This is Pastor Bernard. I'm speaking to you to open your heart and allow him to take control of your life today. Sakawa cannot give you any future. A sugar mommy cannot give you any future. Hey, at one day you still come back to realize that, hey, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after death there is judgment. Whether you like it or not, you are not going to live on this earth forever, and you can start making your life better through Jesus Christ right here on earth, even before when you die. After death, so you have eternal life. So I'm giving you this opportunity that give your life to Jesus Christ. All you have to do is just say this short prayer after me, and as you make this confession, Jesus becomes the Lord over your life. Say, Lord Jesus, I thank you for the sacrifice you have made for me. I accept that I am a sinner, and you are the only one who can save me. From today, I give my life totally to you. Take over my life and cleanse me with your blood. Be Lord over my life forever and ever. Holy Spirit, I ask you, please come into my life and empower me to live for you. In Jesus' name, amen.
I thank God for your life wherever you are. I pray that the Spirit of God watch over you, preserve you unto the day of his coming. And I pray that wherever you are, sickness and disease will never be part of your life in the name of Jesus. Poverty will never be part of your life in the name of Jesus. I download a Bible app on your phone. Search for the book of John and then read everything there. After that, go to the book of Genesis and read all that is there, and after that you can move to other books. I pray that the Holy Spirit continue to teach you, and also find a Bible believing church near you in the community where you are. And then when you go there, go through Bible studies. Be active there. Don't just be a dormant Christian. Go every Sunday to church. I also invite you to fellowship with us at Glow Music Ministry. We meet on Sunday evenings and at 5 p.m. and on Wednesday evenings at 6 p.m. We are a music ministry that is purposed to raise seasoned musicians for God's kingdom. Music is a key tool for delivering God's word in this end time, and you can be part of this ministry to support the vision in every way you can. Whether you sing, whether you play an instrument, whether you help to organize projects, ushering, anything that you can do to help and support what God is doing through Glow Music Ministry, I call on you. Call us right now on 020-963-6001. One more time, 020-963-6001. Or send us a WhatsApp message. You can also send us an email through info@glowmusicministry.com. When you heard this message or this word, what you've learned, you can share it with us through email. You can also share a prayer topic or share a testimony from these messages as you get blessed. God richly bless you and watch over you. Till next time, stay blessed and keep standing out with God. Amen.